My Life Today, June 21. Peace and Assurance. Emotional maturity brings happiness. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. The true principles of psychology are found in the Holy Scriptures. Man knows not his own value. He acts according to his unconverted temperament of character, because he does not look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. He who comes to Jesus, he who believes on him and makes him his example, realizes the meaning of the words, "To them gave he power to become the sons of God." Those who pass through the experience of true conversion will realize, with keenness of perception, their responsibility to God to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, their responsibility to make complete their recovery from the leprosy of sin. Such an experience will lead them humbly and trustfully to place their dependence upon God. To have a consciousness that the eyes of the Lord are upon us and his ears open to hear our prayers is a satisfaction indeed. To know that we have a never-failing friend in whom we can confide all the secrets of the soul is a privilege which words can never express. Men and women enjoying the religion of Jesus Christ will not be uneasy, restless, discontented, changeable, and the peace of Christ in the heart will give solidity to the character. You must not let anything rob your soul of peace, of restfulness, of the assurance that you are accepted just now. Appropriate every promise. All are yours on the condition of your complying with the Lord's prescribed terms. Entire surrender of your ways, which seem so very wise, and taking Christ's ways, is the secret of perfect rest in his love. The soul consecrated to the service of Christ has a peace that the world cannot give or take away.